Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on our program, we are airing the second part of our CF ministry presentation that was shared at our recent summer ministry fundraising event called An Evening with Fanny Crosby, To God Be the Glory. It was hosted by Sean Dagenhart and the Gospel Fest Singers. That evening, our CEF team shared ministry reports and prayer requests for our upcoming summer ministry, both at our Camp Good News and also our VBS-like style 5-day clubs held in backyards and churches across Illinois. We hope you enjoy hearing about our planned summer ministry outreach to the children of Illinois.
I want to share with you a little bit about Camp Good News. Now, normally when we are here, I'm telling you something depressing about camp sometimes, like our well pipe just broke and may cost us $20,000, or that our truck just broke and will likely cost us about $5,000 to fix, or that our game room is not quite complete and it's going to cost us around $12,000 to fix, or that I just lost a senior counselor, a lifeguard, and a cook for the summer. And I got that all out of the way. I want to tell you something cool about camp, too. See, I want to tell you a little bit of a story. And you saw this person tonight. This is Autumn. So Autumn is our third child. She was out here tonight with the first animal. She came here. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Autumn. Autumn has been at camp her whole life. She grew up there. This is her in the creek way back when she was a baby. And she loves camp. She is our camp kid. She went zip lining before she could walk. She did crate stacking here at 2 years old. And she has been doing all the fun at camp her entire life. But even though she's been doing all the fun, she could not wait for her first summer to be a camper, her first summer to actually go stay in a cabin about 20 feet away from her normal bed, but still go in a cabin and stay and be a camper. And so that summer came, 2020. And so camp was canceled that year, and Autumn had to wait an entire other year. And so this past year, after 8 long years of waiting, Autumn finally got to attend Camp Good News. And while she was there, she had a blast. She played in the pool. She got to go to the nature center and see all the different critters that we have in our nature center and learn about God's creation there and all the different things and superpowers that God gave these animals. She did some awesome crafts. She played in the creek again, a little bit older. She got a little bit muddier that time. She got to learn silly camp songs. She played archery dodge. She discovered new skills like how to start fires. And unfortunately, Autumn now knows how to start a fire with just the sun, which is terrifying. She got to be mentored by some awesome camp staff and do just goofy, crazy, silly camp stuff. She made tons of new friends at camp. Camp was an awesome place for Autumn. But the greatest thing that happened at camp, Autumn, who heard her whole life about how Jesus came and paid for her sins, it was at camp that she decided to make that faith her own. It was at camp that she decided to trust in Jesus as her Savior. And being at camp made her want to read the Bible more, want to do it on her own, not just because her parents made her. Because Autumn got to go to camp, she now is choosing to have daily devotions without being told, without us telling her what to do. Last summer, 33 other campers joined Autumn in making Jesus their Savior. And that is so cool. That is so exciting. This here, this is a jar we have in our chapel, and each one of those marbles, all 3,262 of them, represents a life that was changed at Camp Good News through Jesus. These are all people that got saved while at Camp Good News. And I love that. It's one of my favorite things as you walk in our chapel, that is what you see. Camp is a pretty special place where children are drawn to God. And yes, we do need your support for all those things I mentioned earlier. Those are all things that are currently happening at camp, plus whatever other things God has in store for me this summer. But we need Camp Good News because it changes children into children that want to serve God, want to follow God more. Camp Good News is a place where Jesus transforms lives. We really need camp this summer because Autumn's little sister, Rora, gets to come to camp. Yay, finally. And she and about 300 other campers are going to get to hear the good news of the Bible thanks to your support. So thank you.
I think there's probably many people here who have been to Camp Good News and been impacted by Camp Good News. But I wanted to share a little bit about the other summer ministry that's happening that CEF does, and that's the 5-Day Club ministry. And we are so grateful for every summer. You know, even through COVID, we were able to be out there and sharing the gospel, and it's just been fantastic each and every year. And so we are looking forward to another year. And I'm thankful for the impact that that summer ministry has on the lives of the students, those high school, college-age students that sign up. I know that when I came into the ministry, it changed my life, and I am looking forward to, right now we have 7 students that have signed up that are going to be joining our training school, and one of the summer missionaries recently told me that they had been, during their youth group, at youth group, they'd been learning about the gospel, and then the leader had them kind of break up into little groups and share their faith with others, and the summer missionary told me that I knew how to share the gospel. And people are like, how did you know all of that? It's because one of the first things we do is teach them how to share your faith using the wordless book. And so I know how impactful it can be, not just for the 5-Day Club, but really for their lifetime. We want them to be world changers, right? Going out and proclaiming the gospel wherever they go. So pray for the summer missionaries as they're going to be going to training school here. June 10th is when it begins. And we're always, maybe you know a young person that'd be interested, we always take last minute additions. So that would be wonderful. Also, please pray for our host families. We are looking to have at least 38 clubs. And this summer, right now, we have about 26, so we're still looking for an additional 12 locations. So maybe we put in your bag here about hosting a 5-day club. Maybe you have children in your neighborhood and we host them anywhere. We don't have to be indoors. We can do them outdoors and anywhere. We try to do it where there's shade, but we even bring tents and everything that we can do can be done outdoors. So if you know somebody who's interested in hosting a 5-day club, please let us know, or if you would like to host one, please let us know, and just be praying for those hosts as they reach out to their community. Sometimes it's a great way for the host family just to get to know their neighbors. I know there's one 5-day club host that has been doing it for 12 years now. She kind of went back to see how many years. 12 years, and she's like, all the kids that I had, you know, they're all grown up, and now I'm looking for a new generation kind of kids coming to 5-day club to hear the gospel. She's seen so many children place their faith in Christ through that 5-day club, so it's an amazing opportunity. And also be praying for, of course, the children, you know, with busy schedules. We are grateful for each and every child, you know, every parent that sends them to 5-Day Club. And we have just seen consistent numbers. You know, we've been so encouraged, especially we saw our biggest numbers in 2020 as the kids were so sheltered. They were so happy to be together again. And we're just pray for good health and safety for everyone as we travel around. And we're just so grateful to you guys. And thank you so much for your prayers and support of the ministry of CEF.
We want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. As we close out today's program, I wanted to give you a taste of what an evening with Fanny Crosby Singspiration was like with Sean Degenhart and the Gospel Fest singers. Several times, as a prelude to each song, Sean would either share information about the life of Fanny Crosby or a story behind the hymn of how Fanny came to write that song and the lyrics. One of the stories that he shared that evening was the background story behind the hymn called Rescue the Perishing. I hope you enjoy.
Fanny had a passion for ministering to people and seeing the lost saved. She wrote this next hymn in 1869. Many of her hymns were written either resulting from experiences she had working in missions in New York City. She said, "I was addressing a large company of working men one hot summer evening when the thought kept forcing itself into my mind that some mother's boy must be rescued that night or not at all. So I made a pressing plea that if there was a boy present who had wandered from his mother's home and teaching, he should come to me at the end of the service. A young man of 18 came forward and said, 'Did you mean me? I promised my mother to meet her in heaven, but as I am now living, that will be impossible.' We prayed for him, and he finally arose with a new light in his eyes and exclaimed in triumph, 'Now I can meet my mother in heaven, for I have found God.'" She continues, "A few days before, Mr. Doan, who was one of her hymn tune writers, had sent me the theme for a new song based on Luke 14:23. While I sat in the mission that evening, the line came to me, 'Rescue the perishing, care for the dying.' I could think of nothing else that night, and when I arrived home, I went to work on the hymn at once, and before I retired, it was ready for the melody. This song was first published in 1870 in William Doan's Songs of Devotion. This is page 28, Great Missions Hymn, Rescue the Perishing. Let's stand as we sing. On verse 2. And now just the guys on verse 3.
Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore.
Let's take that lyric apart. Down in our human heart that's been crushed by the tempter, those feelings lie buried, but only grace can restore them. Let's go on.
Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save.
Rescue the perishing. You know, that's what this ministry is all about. Remember, even Jesus said, "Even so is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.